Kennards make trade easy. Kennards Hire is making trade easy with a 2-hour delivery promise and heaps more. Kennards make your job
easy. Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. April 15th. It is, geez, flying this year, isn't it, so far already? We're looming up to round six in the National Rugby League. It is a Thursday, which means we've got the great man in. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. But today, Spud Carroll, with thanks to Kennards Hire. Do Kennards Hire make trade easy? Ken Oath they do. G'day, Spud.
Great to be back, mate. I've got to excuse my voice. Yeah. I've got the Tom Radonikis shirt on. I've got his funeral tomorrow. But as soon as I put the shirt on, my voice changed. So I excuse myself for that, so I'll do my best.
So you'll be going up there tomorrow, Spuddy. That'll be quite the turnout, won't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just the small invite they got there. Yeah, Tommy has been the big part of my life. As a kid, I remember him bashing people, and then I had the opportunity to go and do it for him in the catalogue stake for State of Origin. So he's going to be sorely missed.
Hey, Spuddy, what about when you get a bit crook or you've got a bit of a throat issue going on at the moment, but everyone just, you get so paranoid, don't you, about how people think, oh, has that person got COVID? And don't you feel that way?
That's what happened. Yeah. Mate, it makes you feel guilty. So I went and got it done and got jabbed with that thing up me nos. Oh. Mate, dead set cried. I don't like pain. And she didn't even say sorry.
Yeah.
But I just did it to keep everyone quiet. And of course, there's no cases. It's what they call a sore throat. We get these things in life and just got to move on.
It's as if that you're not allowed to get sick anymore, isn't it? But anyway, speaking of pain, I want to ask about our man who's sponsored by Four Pines Brewing Company. It takes real characters to produce a good drive show, and it takes a lot of pain to survive through going to your gym sometimes, Buddy. And I believe our producer, Brooksy, here was there this morning.
Yeah, I thought it was an April Fool's joke. I had to look at my... my text message to see what date it was. Yeah. But no, he turned up this morning.
How'd he go?
He went fantastic, actually. I hit him with a couple of body shots while I was doing my pads. But the best thing about it, no one's ever speared in my gym.
Is that right?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Yeah.
When they look like I point for him out to go out the front door, he was okay. But we'll see how he goes the second time.
So people have spewed at the hands of your training, but just not in the gym?
Never in the gym.
Yeah.
No.
How are you, Brooks? How
good
are you, Brooks?
Feeling fantastic. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Might have been the early morning, but it was great. You know, Spud starts it off really well. So you get a couple of two kegs.
Yeah.
And he puts that song, "You Got to Pump It Up."
Oh, yeah.
"You Got to Pump It Up."
It's all about the tunes.
It's just a nice warm-up.
I've done it for 16 years. I do a bit of a warm-up. Yeah. Maybe it's from my wife with a dancing. I'll see what she does. And, mate, I could be a choreographer easy.
Yeah, I didn't do the pirouette that Spud did.
That's right.
But, it was great. Man. Great way to start the day.
Yeah. How are you, Gibbosaurus?
I'm good, thank you, Joel. I'm a bit interested in this gym session that's going on.
Are you a chance, are you?
Well, I think I'd be one of the spewers, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'll make sure you're at the front, but I reckon it's the biggest I've ever seen your hair. What's going on? What do you mean feeding it?
No, just Four Pines and Garlo pies.
How good was the Garlo's pies? I'm going to eat a sausage roll, Garlo's, you've nailed it. And I had a potato pie. Oh.
How good's this? Hey, boys, by the way, some news around the world. Bernie Madoff. Do you know who Bernie Madoff is, Spud?
What's he do?
So Bernie Madoff, he was the man behind the largest Ponzi scheme. It was all going clean sailing, and he probably would have got away with it, Bernie Madoff. He had all these people investing in him. There was a movie called The Wizard of Oz. No, it'll come to me in a minute.
But
Wizard of Lies. Right. And it talks about he founded his company on Wall Street in the early 60s, over time turned into one of the largest investment funds. But it was all just, you know what, it was just all made up. So they had this little room up the top, which only one person could go in there to manipulate the figures, and all these statements would come out and all this money would get invested. But as it turns out, when 2008 arrived, the big crash over GFC. There, yeah, the GFC, everyone was wanting their money out at the same time. So without that happening, he would have just continued doing this thing, making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, he was teasing people to keep them going.
Yeah.
Like the Robert De Niro miniseries is amazing.
Gee,
it's really good. It also affected the New York Mets, the baseball team, because their ownership had money involved with Bernie.
That's right. So he's passed away in prison at 82. He was given 150 years in prison. So there you go.
He wasn't going to get through that period.
No.
He went okay, but didn't he?
I wouldn't have thought so. We've got a big weekend coming up too, boys, or a big couple of days anyway, a couple of outside broadcasts, as they call them. Morning Glory with Matty Johns. We will speak to Matty Johns a little bit later in the program as well. That's from 9 p.m. tomorrow. Webby's joining Matty tomorrow. So too Andrew Johns. That will be at Harley Heaven tomorrow. So if you're around Harley Heaven, that's in Tempe, 619 Pacific Highway, Harley Heaven. The boys, Matthew, Andrew Johns and Webby, Andrew Webster, will be there from 9 to noon down there at Harley Heaven, 619 Pacific Highway. Now, crunch time on Saturday. We broadcast and talk about the Rugby League each and every Saturday from 12 to 2, followed by the Rugby League, of course, thanks to NRL Nation and SEN League. We'll be out at Jayco Sydney, which is Glossop Street, St Mary's. It'll be myself, Brian Fletcher. So Fletcher will be there as well. Brendan Cow, your mate, Spud, and also Eric Groth Jr. And, of course, too, Brooksy, Brendan Cow, was it the 10-year anniversary?
10 years.
For Game of
Since
Thrones.
The first airing of Game of Thrones this Saturday, Spud.
Well, he's certainly a talent. You've got him out there on Saturday. Guarantee you he'll wear some sort of Cronulla.
Will he?
Oh, he has to wear something. He has to have a shark on it somewhere.
He's a great fella, eh? He's a champion fella.
I can't wait to hear what he's got to say about what happened this week.
Yeah.
Because there's some staunch Sharkies fans out there that are just off the bit, as
off
you
the
would
bit.
Say, John.
Off. What do you think about all this, Spud? The John Bomber Morris chat?
We just keep hearing conflicting stories. But, you know, when they make the decision, they must have some money to keep paying people out all the time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, he's lost his job. He was never going to be a guy who wants to be, you know, secondhand to Craig when he goes there. But, you know, you feel sorry for him. But at the end of the day, it's a business, as they say, and they want to win.
Do you think they should have kept him there for this year or given him the option to keep coaching for the rest of the year?
Well, they had to pay him out anyway, so why would they get rid of him? I just can't fathom what's going to happen. Now they've got a caretaker coach. Just say finish last.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say they have a mutiny. It sounds like the players love this bloke.
Yeah, they do. They do. They've been very public about that. Spudsy, no doubt about that. Plenty of text messages, 0457 736 736. Rooster Man's just checking in on your love life. Brooksy, has this been vetoed? Are we allowed to sort of chat about it? Has he embargoed your life or Rooster
Man? Very much embargoed.
Very much embargoed.
Move on in the rundown.
Okay, there you go. Sorry, Rooster Man. I tried. I asked. Is Cobb gone? I'm still here, says Rooster Man. Bring it on, WBW. Nick Davis will preview round 5 of the AFL. What about the Swannies? They're flying, aren't they, Spud?
I can't believe it. I actually put the game on.
Yeah.
To say, I'll watch this, yeah. They've got the tight shorts and I said, who's done the push-ups? They were getting flogged, so I turned it off.
Well, Nick was saying that they used to lather themselves with oil just because it makes their arms nice and shiny and carrying on.
So AFL.
Did you ever sort of... You know, if it was a TV game back in the day, did you ever pretty yourself up?
No, never. I just wear aftershave.
Yeah. Even for game day?
Oh, every time. I love when they hop into a scrum, go and pack in, butt the bloke, and then you say, mate, geez, you smell good.
Oh, no.
Was there any players that you guys played with that sort of went the extra mile in terms of how they look? Maybe socks down, shorter shorts, you know, get
That's
a few
one of my pet
out
hates.
There.
One of my pet hates is socks down. Yeah. I hate it. I really do. I just think you got an outfit, you got to wear it. My dad always told me, tuck your jersey in. That's why I used to back then we had the collars. Remember the collar?
Yeah.
That was the last thing I had tucked in. It was like my arm was all set up. But the guys, I don't know how they play with their socks down.
Yeah, I reckon some of them must have tailored socks. Like some of them look like they're actually short socks these days.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, and they wear the skins underneath the
That's
sock.
That's right.
And you can see them. I remember John Simon was one for me as a Steelers fan that never had his socks on. And he was just like running around with his socks around his ankles. It was like a distinguishing thing of him.
There was only one player I played against and with.
Tiger?
Terry Hermanson.
Oh, Terry Hermanson.
He had the biggest calves. Yeah. Mate, he couldn't pull them up.
No. Gary Freeman used to wear them down too, didn't he, back in the day? Now most of them do.
That's one of the things I say to people. I've got a couple of clients who've got some massive calves. Like, seriously. One's a Maltese. Something about these Maltese. They're calves. I went, I'm going to bring a pair of footy socks if I can put them up. I wouldn't get near it.
Nah.
And there's Josh Reynolds, I remember, used to wear the pink tights under his shorts.
That's
I thought
right,
it was
right.
like Victoria's Secret undies, seeping through the shorts. I was like, what's doing there, Josh?
Just on Johnny Simon, a champion bloke. He's one of the nicest men you'll meet in rugby league. But if not for him, I wouldn't have that bloody Blacklock try being repeated at nauseam.
Because he was at the Tigers, wasn't
he? But what he did, and I still don't know why he did it to this day. So we had the ball around the halfway line. We're leading by four, I think was the case. Leading by four, or maybe even by two. Anyway, he attempts this bloody long-range field goal. And for what, I don't know why, well short, Dragons get the ball back, shift it, the rest is history, and off goes Tinga Blacklock to score one of the great tries, which was very, very similar, eerily similar. You saw it out on social media to the Hamiso Tabuai Fadeau try on the weekend, Spuddy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you talk about John Simon. Wasn't he a natural talent? One of those guys who he always pulled something out. He'd do something great, but then he'd do a couple of things bad, but he wouldn't care. He'd just keep trying and trying.
Text messages, with some of the decisions being made down at Cronulla at the moment, I wouldn't be surprised if we signed Milford for $3 million a season. Davo, no brown paper bags down at the Shire, Fitzgibbon. There you go. Look, I tell you what, he's walking into a good time, Craig Fitzgibbon. Plenty of money to spend as far as the salary cap is concerned. As I said, Nick Davis coming up. Matty Johns, will chat to him. We'll also speak to our man Fletch, who's going to call in for a bit of a chat as well. And former legend from Full Credit to the Boys podcast. And we'll get an update thanks to Sportsbet as well. This is the Tradies Hour. Thanks to Trojan, tools built tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse. So break and back with more.